We've all heard of the vast herds of buffalo that once roamed the High Plains. At one time, the numbers dwindled to a point some thought they may be lost to history. The story of the comeback of the buffalo is this edition of the American Countryside.
World Ag Expo is just around the corner. See the latest in agriculture February 11th through the 13th at the International Agri Center in Tulare, California. See the top 10 new products, sit in on a seminar, learn about hemp in the new hemp pavilion. See all 2.6 million square feet of exhibit space. Admission is $15 at the gate or buy a ticket at worldagexpo.org. Use code FARMJOURNAL for $3 off your online ticket purchase. For more information, visit worldagexpo.org. The 2020 World Ag Expo, February 11th through the 13th.
Got equipment to sell privately but tired of scams and hassles? Then list it for sale on MachineryPete.com, the simple and secure way to buy and sell equipment online. Reach millions of buyers nationwide. Connect with legitimate buyers. Get pricing guidance. Don't wait. Sell it yourself on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com and click on Sell Mine.
Just how many bison once roamed the prairies in the Midwest? We'll never know for sure, of course, but there were many.
There were millions. I think the estimates are 20 or 30 to 60 million. And by the end of the 19th century, the count was down to, like, people argue, was it 300, 200, 1,000, but very few.
Alana Zenos is the executive director of the National Buffalo Museum in Jamestown, North Dakota. For the natives who lived here, the bison provided much more than just food.
To indigenous people, they provided just about everything. I tell kids when they come in here that it was like their Walmart. You know, they used every part they could of the bison to make either tools or toys or a home, a coat. So there's that.
But as Alana mentioned, the numbers dwindled to very few, and it took the efforts of many to keep them from going extinct.
You'd have just cattle ranchers and stuff just going out, rounding up, trying to find whatever they could, orphaned calves, cows, and just trying to keep the population from dying out. So it took the work of people who typically don't work together. You have conservationists, you have hunters, you have ranchers.
It was an effort that has now been 120 years in the making, bringing back the number of bison in North America.
The buffalo have continued to thrive. And I think North America, which is U.S. and Canada, we have about 400,000 now.
You may have noticed that during this interview, we've used the term buffalo and bison interchangeably. However, there is an important difference, one that has even stirred controversy. That story next time as we travel the countryside. Jamestown, North Dakota. I'm Andrew McCrae.